of the United States. And that brings us back to the question that you asked earlier. Why? There's no other way to look at this in sum, Nicole, than to see that this is a deliberate and comprehensive weakening of the United States in very short order, from a security point of view, from an economic point of view, from a diplomatic point of view, all to the benefit of our principal adversaries, Russia primarily, and China. And so I think the sooner the American people understand what this is about, what this is at what's at stake, the clearer we can be. Now, Vladimir Putin is not popular in the United States. 80% of Americans understand him to be the vicious, cruel dictator that he is. But I'd love to hear more than one Republican in Congress stand up and say that this is not who the United States is. This is not what we signed up for. And more importantly, this is not making America safer. It's, in fact, making us weaker and shrinking in the world. And it is going to make every American less safe.
I mean, before the Oval Office ambush, Republicans were on the record as recently as last week criticizing Putin, calling him what he is, and praising Zelensky. At least one Republican senator, I think it's Mr. Wicker, deleted a tweet today and got in line with almost the same. This is Senator Wicker deleted a tweet highlighting the meeting with Zelensky and the bipartisan group of senators this morning, which he said went swimmingly. It went great. Zelensky was impressive and courageous and brave. And Democrats and Republicans left that meeting with high praise for Zelensky. He deleted this tweet praising Zelensky after Trump and Vance berated him in what you describe as a setup. What does that send to the world, that message?
Well, it's tragic. You know, Senator Wicker knows better. So do many of the senators on both sides of the aisle that participated in that meeting earlier.
There's that tweet up on the screen again. This was from this morning's. Republican Senator Wicker tweeted, "Today, several U.S. senators had the opportunity to meet with President Zelensky to discuss Ukraine's future and the mineral deal brokered by President Trump. This is a huge step forward in securing mutual prosperity and peace for Americans and Ukrainians." Senator Wicker tweeted that and then deleted it, Susan Rice.
And deleted it knowing better, as do so many of his Republican colleagues, as well as Democrats. And they are just kowtowing to a leader out of fear and cowardice and selling out the national interests in the process. I, you know, for all this talk we've heard for decades about how strong and muscular Republicans are on national security and defense, how they stand for freedom, as Ronald Reagan did, and up for democracy, they have just folded. And they are complicit in the undermining of our national security and our national interests.
What are your worries about what happens now? Now that Putin and Vance have done this, we're at the hinge point, right? It will forever be for Ukraine what happened before that meeting and what happens after. What is the risk now for the Ukrainian people?
Well, I worry about the Ukrainian people. I worry about Europe, and I worry about the wider world. For the Ukrainian people, they have no choice but to continue to do all that they can to defend themselves. They are facing, an extremely powerful and hostile aggressor who now twice has invaded their country, and they're right to believe he'll do it again if given the opportunity. So they're going to have no choice except to continue to defend themselves. And one can hope that there might be some path to patching things up, but I think that's very hard to envision. I don't think Donald Trump wants that. I think he wants the outcome he got today. And that means that Europe and our other Democratic allies or erstwhile allies will need to do as much as they possibly can to continue to support Ukraine. People don't recall that Europe already has provided more billions more in assistance to Ukraine than the United States has, economic and military. They're going to need to continue to carry the load while the United States casts its lot with Vladimir Putin.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone.
Julie by Rhiannon Giddens. Before that, Soam on the Mountain by the Foghorn String Band. You're listening to GORP here on WRCT Pittsburgh. This week's genre is bluegrass, so stay tuned for some more of that. Some various tunes, old and new. If you're liking what you're hearing, there's a lot of bluegrass shows on WRCT. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on The Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and www.wrct.org. If you're looking for something different, we have all sorts of genres here. I Womp, You Womp, We All Womp for Womp Womp. Tune in Wednesdays 6 to 7 p.m. for an hour of indie folk, shoegaze, etc. with DJ Vern. All right, next up you're going to hear Railroad by Bella Fleck and Georgia Buck by John Thompson.
Because then the last word he said, don't put no shawling in my bread.
fine, baby. So mighty fine, baby. Hey, what's your name? I know we be passing each other. Come in, I just saw you. I know you be looking. I see you looking. I be looking too. But for real though, you got a man. I ain't trying to be boxing up right now. But for real though, you got a man. But look, this is what I'm trying to do.
WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio, sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, we just heard Pollyann's Hammer by Our Native Daughters. Before that, Go Downtown by Memphissippi. We're going to keep up the folksy bluesy, keep that all going. Next up, St. Elizabeth by Kaya Cater and Little Sparrow by Layla McCalla.
Saint Elizabeth, I am king to your call in the mist. I am slave to your land, and I will die by your hand, Elizabeth. The church, it did call me, Elizabeth, to sing in salvation and joy. But the carriage is stained, I'm broken and plain, Elizabeth. Take me up to your glory, Elizabeth, on white and screeching wheels. For the serpent has died, and I remain by your side, Elizabeth. Can't you hear me calling from me, with black and rotten teeth, white roses all around and covered on them? Can't you hear me calling from beneath, with black and frozen feet, white roses all around and covered on the ground? Depths of below, tie me up on your cross, take me into your thoughts, Elizabeth. Let the earth fall around us, Elizabeth, and let it sink into the valley below. Let them come tear us free, we are bound eternally, Elizabeth. So stand with me now, sing, Elizabeth, away from this mountain town. Take me into your breast, I'm broken and blessed, Elizabeth. Can't you hear me calling for me, with black and rotten teeth, white roses all around and covered on them? Can't you hear me calling for me, with black and frozen feet, white roses all around? Thank you. You're just a baby. You cannot fly. Your wings won't spread against the sky. Your wings won't spread against the sky.
Graveyard crown. Did you do your chores, put a something laying down?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you milk the cow, slop the hog?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Now, did you chop up them hickory logs?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you gather them eggs from the laying hen?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you mend the fence down by the bin?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you fight the cider from the mill?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you get them squeezing from the stew?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Don't believe a confound word you said. Now, let's chop another rep or two. Train that broke?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you fix the seat and bend the spokes?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you bend the seat and fix the bed?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you put them hound pups in the shed?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you fetch them taters from the bin?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you get that cotton from the gin?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Let's chop another rep or two of art.
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you fetch the sap from the maple tree?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Did you bring that cloud of the earth from the spring?
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Your boys ain't done a gosh darn thing.
Yes, Pappy, yes.
Too late for you boys to go to town.
No, Pappy, no.
Ain't done nothing but low since the sun went down.
No, Pappy, no.
I've got the rheumatiz in my side.
Oh, Pappy, no.
That's ground for a busty wuss
side. No, Pappy, no.
We just heard Yes, Pappy, Yes by Martin Vogan and the Armstrongs, which is a historical string group from the 30s and 40s. Some of their stuff's remastered. Definitely give it a listen. And Darling Corey, performed by Amethyst Kia. Next up, we've got Sparrow by Birds of Chicago and The Cuckoo by Laura Love. Before that, a quick public service announcement. If you have experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. CFS affects more than 4 million Americans, but less than 20% have been diagnosed. Visit cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. You can't teach them to ride a bike in just 2 minutes or to dress themselves or give them good manners. But there is one important bit of parenting that you can do in just 2 minutes. Spending just 2 minutes twice a day makes sure your kids brush their teeth. It could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. To find out more, visit 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
I had a dream, we would die. We would fall in love, flying.
Everybody's had a few. Now they're talking about who knows who. Going back to the Crescent City, where everything's still the same. This town has said what it has to say. Now I'm after that back highway. And the longest bridge I've ever crossed is over Pontchartrain. Tous les temps sont temps. Time stay. Tous les temps sont temps. That's what we'd say. 'Cause we used to dance the night away. Me and my sister, me and my brother, we used to walk down by the you. Oh yeah. Ooh.
tried to stay.
Oh yeah.
But all you wanna do is play.
Oh yeah.
It's time for me, baby.
Oh yeah.
To make my getaway. You know I love you, baby. But you
keep me in misery. I needed your love.
You know I love you.
So many times.
All you do is make me blue.
You are too high.
I gotta find somebody new.
Ooh.
Baby, I'm through. I'm through with you.
What I had to do.
Yes, I did.
That was One Step Two by Zakiya Hooker. Before that, Crescent City by Bertha and the Bells, which is a local Pittsburgh band. All right, to wrap up the hour, we're going to hear Guess I'm Doing Fine by Don Flemons. This is GORP on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.